This is a reading of the document titled The Reminiscences of Mrs. DeLu Rose Harris, Part 2. It is an individual activity and is part of the Voices, Women in the Texas Revolution lesson in the Texas Revolution Unit and was produced by Texas History for Teachers. This activity includes background information, two primary source documents, and analysis questions. There are four total analysis questions for you to complete. Instructions. Read the background information and analyze primary source excerpts by DeLu Rose. Answer the document analysis questions for each section. All text used for document analysis in this worksheet is from The Reminiscences of Mrs. DeLu Harris, The Quarterly of the Texas State Historical Association, Volume 4, July 1900 to April 1901. Background information. Born in 1825 in St. Louis, DeLu moved with her family to Texas in 1833 to the lower Brazos River, the heart of cotton country. She was only 10 years old at the outbreak of the Revolution. DeLu documented the events of the Revolution through journal entries that provide a very unique and valuable perspective of the conditions Texas colonists endured. Her journal entries are now organized into a collection of documents titled The Reminiscences of Mrs. DeLu Harris, and excerpts from this are displayed below. Document A, April 1836, The Battle of San Jacinto. Quote, on Thursday evening, all of a sudden, we heard a sound like distant thunder. When it was repeated, Father said it was a cannon, and that the Texans and Mexicans were fighting. The cannonading lasted only a few minutes, and Father said that the Texans must have been defeated, or the cannon would not have ceased firing so quickly. We left Liberty in half an hour. The reports of the cannon were so distant that Father was under the impression that the fighting was near the Trinity. The river was 10 miles wide at Liberty. Then we heard someone calling in the direction of Liberty. We could see a man on horseback waving his hat. And, as we knew there was no one left at Liberty, we thought the Mexican army had crossed the Trinity. The young men came with their guns, and when the rider got near enough for us to understand what he said, it was, "Turn back! The Texas army has whipped the Mexican army, and the Mexican army are prisoners. No danger! No danger! Turn back!" Father asked the man for an explanation, and he showed a dispatch from General Houston giving an account of the battle and saying it would be safe for the people to return to their homes. End quote. Document B, April 1836, On the Way Back Home. The bodies of 630 dead Mexican soldiers had, by then, been rotting for 5 days where they had fallen. Quote, I was on the battlefield of San Jacinto the 26th of April, 1836. The 28th was the anniversary of my birth. I was 11 years old. We stayed on the battlefield several hours. Father was helping with the ferry boat. The dead Mexicans were lying around in every direction. We left the battlefield late in the evening. We had to pass among the dead Mexicans, and Father pulled one out of the road so we could get by without driving over the body, since we could not go around it. The prairie was very boggy. It was getting dark. We were glad to leave the battlefield, for it was a gruesome sight. We camped that night on the prairie and could hear the wolves howl and bark as they devoured the dead. End quote. Analysis questions. Here are the questions for this activity. If you are providing written answers to them, remember to provide your teacher with your name, class, or period, and the date. I will read each question two times. Question 1. In document A, DeLu says, quote, the cannonading lasted only a few minutes, end quote. Because the event happened so quickly, What does her family think has happened? How did they respond? Repeating question one. In document A, DeLue says, quote, "The cannonading lasted only a few minutes," end quote. Because the event happened so quickly, what does her family think has happened? How did they respond? Question two. In the second paragraph of document A, DeLue reports that a messenger brings them good news. Quote, "Turn back. The Texas Army has whipped the Mexican Army, and the Mexican Army are prisoners. No danger. No danger. Turn back." End quote. Do you think DeLue's family immediately believed the messenger? Why or why not? Repeating question two. Do you think DeLue's family immediately believed the messenger? Why or why not? Question three. DeLue tells about her 11th birthday in document B. Where did she celebrate her birthday? How do you think she felt about that? Repeating question three. DeLue tells about her 11th birthday in document B. Where did she celebrate her birthday? How do you think she felt about that? Question 3A. Do you remember a time when you were disappointed in how your birthday celebration turned out or unhappy with a present you received? How does that compare to DeLue's 11th birthday? Repeating question 3. Do you remember a time when you were disappointed in how your birthday celebration turned out or unhappy with a present you received? How does that compare to DeLue's 11th birthday? Question 4. In document B, DeLue writes in detail about the San Jacinto battlefield 5 days after the battle took place. She reports that she was there, among the dead, for hours as her dad worked. How do you think our modern-day society would respond to that situation? How would the media react to an 11-year-old in that situation? Repeating question 4. In document B, DeLue writes in detail about the San Jacinto battlefield 5 days after the battle took place. She reports that she was there, among the dead, for hours as her dad worked. How do you think our modern-day society would respond to that situation? How would the media react to an 11-year-old in that situation? This concludes the activity, The Reminiscences of Mrs. DeLue Rose Harris, Part 2.